Please pick up. Please pick up. Come on, stop watching your fucking JJK. Pick up your phone. Fuck. Oh my god, you scared. Oh shit. Oh my god. It's you. What are you doing here? I mean, what are you doing here? We're like 300 miles away from our hometown. What are... You work here? Really? What do you mean, my face? No, it's just that I've always heard you like praise this university so much, and I always heard you say that you wanted to go to this university so badly, and... But it's... I mean, we all change. So, that's good, right? That's good. What am I doing here? You're basically on my campus. Yeah. I'm majoring in psychology, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. But, more specifically, I was trying to call my roommate because, I came by foot when it was sunny as hell, and now it's, like, pouring, and I don't have a car, and I kind of needed him to, like, come and pick me up. And he didn't pick up. I'm sure he's, like, watching a stupid anime or something. Like, I don't know. Huh? Really? You were... Oh, my... You would save my life. You would... That would be amazing. I mean, is it okay though? I don't want to bother you. Really? Yes. Please, please. At this point, I just think it's the universe. Like, it can't. It can't have been like a... Yeah. So... Yeah, let's go. Yeah, right now, yeah. No, we don't live very far. By car, I think we should be here around, like, in 15 minutes. Max, I think. Yeah. Oh, wait. I forgot my coat, actually, in the shop down the street. Is it okay if I... What? No, I can... You don't have to... Wait for you in the car. Thanks. Okay. It's at Marcella's. If you walk down the streets and you look to your right, you can't miss it. It's like an antique kind of shop. Yeah. I'll see you then. Thank you. Thank you. That was fast. Did you run or something? Oh, you did? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Thank you. So, how have you been? It's been like what? Like 5 years? Four. 4 years. Oh my god. Yeah, you look like you've been thriving. Mm-hmm. I mean, that nice car, those fucking leather seats. It's a nice car. I like it. Me? I've changed. Well, of course I've changed. I mean, I think I did grow some confidence. That I can say for sure. I mean, you've changed tremendously also. It's crazy. How? Well, I don't know how to say that, but it's not physical. No. I don't know, you have this, for lack of a better word, there's this grounded energy about you. I don't know what. It's very like masculine. I don't know. Very grounded. Yeah. You changed your hair, and it's so much better than it used to be. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it's better. It's better, definitely. Suits you. Yeah. Oh, you're wearing perfume now. I noticed. It's my favorite, actually. Yeah, I know okay. $20, I know what it is. It's Noir Extreme by Tom Ford. Give me my fucking 20. Thank you. No, yeah, I really like it. I mean, is it your first perfume? Really? Wow. Yeah, I'm kind of shocked actually. Well, because usually when someone like wants to pick a perfume, like their first perfume, and they want to go for like luxury or something, they usually pick something like fucking like Dior Sauvage or a fucking bullshit like this, man. Yes, you almost bought it. Oh my God. I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you didn't. No, it's listen, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. It's just that everybody is having this perfume. I can't begin to tell you the number of boyfriends I've had who's wore this perfume. It's just, oh my God. And because so many people are choosing to wear this perfume, like every time I walk down the street, I get fucking whiplash over my relationships. Oh, it's terrible. Oh my God. Oh, I fucking hate Johnny Depp. Well, that's why it's so popular. Anyway, all of this to tell you that you couldn't do any better. You could not do any better. I mean, this perfume, oh my God. Look, I don't know. I don't know who put their witches into this perfume, but I mean, to me, it's kind of like, oh, it's fucking silly, but you know when you go into sex shops and yeah, I know, I'm aware of how this sounds, but when you go to these sex shops, you have this like you have those tiny vials, like those tiny roll-on perfumes, those pheromones things, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the things that you put in your like neck, and it's supposed to attract the opposite sex. Yeah, oh, this perfume, it does just that to me. It's just I go feral every time I smell it. What, go feral? No, I'll be good. I'll be good. Don't worry. I'm not gonna jump your bones. Oh, what's happening? Is your car breaking down? Oh. What are you doing? Hey, no, don't go out. It's pouring out. Please don't go out. Just call someone. Yeah, just call someone. They'll come and they'll just look it up. Yeah, just call them now. Minutes? Oh, that's good, right? Oh, we can wait for 20 minutes. We'll just like we'll just talk, you know? Plus, I mean, look at the atmosphere. It's kind of nice, isn't it? In the car, those purple lights inside, the rain outside. I mean, it's nice, right? Yeah. So do you still talk to my brother? No? Well, no, it's just that I kind of thought that, I mean, back in the day you seemed really close and I really thought you would have stuck together. Yeah. No, 'cause I remember you you were always here. Like you were sleeping at our house like 3 times a week. Always. You were always glued together. Oh. Hey, by the way, I kind of want to know, was I annoying? Yeah, annoying. Because I, like, dude, I know I was like not little, like I was 18 at the time, but I don't know if you remember, especially last summer. Like all of my friends were on vacation and I was alone and bored out of my fucking mind. And I remember because you were always home, I would like gravitate like around the both of you because I don't know, I just wanted to be humored. And the both of you were kind of funny, you know, like playing video games. I would always want to play. Yeah. You never thought I was annoying? You didn't think I was like a little fucking shitty brat? No? Huh. Well, it's nice to know. Well, I to be honest, I might or might not have had like I can tell you now, because like it's in the past, but like I had this stupid fucking crush on you. I did, and sometimes I would act like a little bratty to get your attention. I don't know. I would Never mind. Never mind. Why did I like you? Who? It's okay if I tell you now, right? Like, there's no. Right. You've always had this, like, aura to you. I don't know how to describe it, really. It's. I've always thought you were sweet and warm and inviting and. You were. I don't know if I should say that, but you're kind like bigger than me. And it has its effect on me, definitely. I don't know if you remember, but it was this day when you were waiting for an email from that university, and I don't know why your phone died. My brother was out buying some booze, probably. And so you asked if you could borrow my phone. So you logged in into your Gmail just to see if there was any news. And I just remember handing you my phone, and when you took my phone, your hand your hand enclosed mine, and I felt like I had never felt this thing before. Like I felt so small in your hand. I kind of remember this to this day, you know. And if I'm being honest, seeing you now today, I felt like what you were was like kind of like a draft, and you nurtured everything, and now you're like, I don't know, you flourished, if that makes sense. Like, I hope it's okay to say, but you must have so many girls. Yeah. Of course I think so. You don't. Really? Why not? What do you mean they can't keep up? Keep up with what? Like, do you walk at like 8 miles per hour? What is it? You don't want to tell me? Why? Sexually? Oh, okay. All right, no. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is awkward. I'll just look at the window. I really think I've changed too. Well, I mean, I must have, huh? You thought what? You thought I was cute? Back in the day? Cute. Well, cute is not a word I would use to describe me. No. Wow, all of these words. Do you have more? Nice, sweet, a good girl, innocent. I'm not innocent. No. No. Doing? Hey, relax. I'm just getting on your lap. Just proving a point. Why do you look so flustered? Does my cuteness overwhelm you? No. Right, because I might look cute. I am so rotten inside. Yeah, rotten. It's not cute to steal one of your shirts and to shove it in my mouth as my fingers are buried inside my pussy. Just pretending I'm choking on your fingers. No. It's not cute, is it? No, it's not. Just as it's not cute to keep track of your history. Oh. What's this case for? What's going on? What's happening? Look who's embarrassed now. Stop. You see, it's funny because you're telling me to stop, you're not shoving me back in my seat and tell me to shut the fuck up, do you? You tell me to stop, but your hips are backing into my hand. And those hands on my hips, they kind of tell a different story, don't they? But tell me to stop and I'll stop. I'll get back in my seat and I won't peep a word until you get me home. Or I can keep going and tell you just how rotten I am. It's okay. Look at me. Look at me. At the beginning, I didn't know it was you. I wanted to search for a recipe, but I forgot the name of the cake, so I figured I would go in my history. And mixed with my own history, there was so much. I thought I was hacked for some reason until I realized I was still logged into your Gmail. And here is the kicker. I was crushing on you so badly that I couldn't help. Let my curiosity take the best of me. What type of things did he like to watch? I wondered. So I watched them all. I assumed that you jerked off once every 2 days because that's when you were watching these vids. And you know it was the usual. Good old cream pies. Some MILF bimbos just choking on dick. Huh? Brunettes, teenager, you know, the usual. But I would watch them. And I would make myself come to them because I knew that. I knew that you touched yourself to them. But something changed. The content that you watched changed. Huh? Oh no, look at me. What's wrong? Oh, it's okay, it's okay. I saw that you like to see women being degraded. You like to watch them being tied up. Slapped, beat into submission, restrained, crying, broken. Yeah. And then I saw your history search. How to be a dom. How to tame a brat. How to mark, how to leave bruises. They were all converging to one point. You're sick in the head. You know that. You're disgusting. No, it's okay. It's okay. Shut up. You know what's more disgusting? It's that I crave these things. You made me crave them. You corrupted me. Soon I thought this was too much, so 6 months after finding out, I just logged out of your Gmail and I tried to forget about it. But every time I would date someone, I would ask them to do these things to me. To beat my ass black and blue. To choke me. Do you want to know something funny? They were all so fucking boring. And that didn't take away these thoughts. These thoughts of having your big hands all over me. Pinning my wrist above my head. Even sometimes, I would fantasize about you forcing yourself onto me. Forcing my legs apart. And taking what you wanted. It's vile. Vile shit. So tell me, do you think I'm sick like you? Do you think it's beautiful to want you to tear me to pieces? Because the truth is, you've molded me into this. You shaped me. So don't you think it's time that you took responsibility for it? When I was walking down the street, so when I saw you walk out of your pretty car, there was no hesitation. I made sure you saw me. Pretend to be in distress, pretend to call my friend. Pretend to be in need of a ride home. When my car was just parked next to yours. Yeah. I did play you. I did abuse of your kindness. Don't you think that? Disrespectful. Huh? Why don't you make me understand just how sorry I should be? Huh? 'Cause right now, I am not sorry. Cares about my brother. He's not here, is he? You are too scared. You're too scared to do anything. And don't tell me this was just a little fantasy. Was it? I misjudged you. I'm sorry. I really thought you had it. I really thought you were different. My mistake. Oh. Oh, and by the way, I pulled a fuel pump hose. Yeah. We're here right now because, not because of it. When you went and fetched me that coat. It's okay, they're in my pocket anyway. Your car's gonna be fine, you just need to put them back. If that's what I you tell me. Is that what you want? You want me to say I'm sorry? I'm not gonna say I'm sorry. You'll have to make me say it. A knife? What do you have, a fucking knife? And then I can feel it on my thigh. Oh my god. Think up to my shorts. It's up to my shorts. I'll spread my legs. Please, Daddy, please. Please slap me again. I can feel your hand on my clit. Please take it out. Please take it out. Just fuck me. Please fuck me. Your fingers on my... Please. your hand on my pussy. No. I want your hand squeezing my neck and your dick taking what you want from me. Do you get it? Do you understand? Take me. Just fuck me. Just ruin me. You fuck your girl in a harder. Yeah. Fucking make me sorry. I'll put that blade on my tongue. Oh god, it's so fucking sharp. I want that dick to make me feel sorry, Daddy. Daddy, pound into me harder, please. Fuck your girl. Fuck her. Fuck me. Oh my god. Fuck. I want you to come inside with me. I want you to come inside with me. Oh my god. Daddy, come inside of me. Daddy, come with me. Come inside of me. Yeah, I know you can't do it. Come on. Come on. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, tell me I made a mess. You're so beautiful. Tell me I'm gonna be a little brain slut from now on. Huh? You know I can't do that. No. You'll have to bait the good girl into me. And you know. That's a fucking promise. You fucking sickle. Lie down. Just lie down. What I fucking needed. Thank you. Thank you. God, I was right. I felt so small, nestled into you. I never wanted. Okay.